97.9, 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And ladies and gentlemen, one of my son's favorite shows on Cartoon Network. I cannot wait to tell him. Andrew WK, the host of Destroy, Build, Destroy on the Cartoon Network. Andrew, how you doing, dude?
I'm very well. Big Papa, good morning. Thank you for having me on. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is it weird, considering the long history that you had doing music, like with Party Hard and It's Time to Party and, you know, having your music featured in video games and all that stuff, is it weird to be known as the host of a show on Cartoon Network now?
I got to tell you, it's an honor and a pleasure for the young people of the world. Now, how old is your son?
My son is 9.
Okay, well, see, this is perfect for me because, I mean, 9 years ago, 2000, when my first album was coming out, he was, if you don't mind me saying, just a gleam in your eye.
Not even that, brother. You have no idea.
Okay, not a gleam, a moist sparkle.
All right, that's fine. That's good.
To be introduced to these new young folks through a television show like Destroy, Build, Destroy, a remarkable show like this, is just an honor and a pleasure. I'm here to party, and this show's all about that.
I'll tell you what, and of course, because he loves it, that means I have to see it. Because that's just how it happens sometimes.
Of course.
This is actually a really cool show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, these kids have taste after all.
Absolutely. It's Destroy, Build, Destroy. It's on Cartoon Network. For anyone who has not seen it yet, describe the premise.
Well, it's a live-action show, first of all. I mean, people hear it's on Cartoon Network, they think it's going to be animated, but it's a live-action show, although I like to consider myself cartoonish enough that I'm an honorary animated person, but really, for all practical purposes, it's filmed. It's a non-animated show. We have two teams of teenagers, generally between the ages of 12 and 16, and they're competing to blow things up. And when I say blow things up, I mean blow things up with TNT. We got C4 explosives. We got bazookas. Once they blow up that stuff, they use the wreckage they create to build something, and then they compete with that and then blow it up again. So really, it's just a lot of excuses to explode stuff.
Well, honestly, that's what makes it cool, because you get the cool blow up part of it, but then you actually learn something because you learn how to put the stuff together and how to make things work after that.
Big Papa, you are a very kind man because you're making this show sound educational, and that is fantastic. As I said, really, at the end of the day, we just want to see explosions, and these are big explosions. When I first started working on the show, I'm the host. I'm sort of the ringleader, the cheerleader, the sports commentator, the pep talker. I have a very active role, but it's really about these kids, and I never imagined these kids were going to be able to be around 500-foot fireballs, but we have found a way to ensure they're safe, and then the fireballs rip roar. It's rip roaring fireballs all over the place.
It's awesome. It's Andrew WK, Destroy, Build, Destroy. Season 2 has just started on the Cartoon Network. Now, Andrew, how the hell do you end up with a gig like this? How does this just fall in your lap somehow, some way? Was there auditions involved, or did someone see the fact that you're like a living cartoon, the fact that you're like a human Muppet, and just kind of go from there?
A combination of things, really, but you kind of hit on it there. My energy level lent itself well. The explosive personality that they saw me capable of on stage as a rock performer lent itself well to this show. But actually, I had been working with Cartoon Network, Adult Swim specifically. I had some cameo appearances on Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I worked with them on the movie they made, of course.
Nice.
We made a song together. And a friend of mine who was working very, very heavily in the production side of Adult Swim said, let's see what it would be like for you to host your own show. So we filmed a pilot, and the people liked that. And next thing you know, I got this Destroy, Build, Destroy hosting job.
Dude, that's awesome.
I love it. I really, really love it. It's amazing. It's an amazing place to work.
Did you ever think you would be doing something like this when you were starting out, 9 years ago when your first album was being released?
Probably not, but at the same time, I always really liked television. I like that atmosphere in terms of a huge crew of people, all this time, energy, manpower, money that goes into creating a spectacle. I could relate to that in terms of the concert experience. I mean, you're performing on stage, you're giving your heart and soul, you're giving every little bit of energy that you have, and for what? You're not building a sculpture, you're not building a building, you're creating an experience. So TV has that same sort of transient, disposable quality that lends itself well to the way I was already thinking.
Now, locally here, they tapped me to host a local version of like the fifth grader game show.
Oh yeah, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah, we did a local version of it, and the local Fox affiliate asked me to be the host.
Now, how did he hear about you? Just from the radio?
I'm on the CHR station in the area, so they're like, hey, let's get Big Papa.
Hey, well, how did it go?
Well, here's the thing, and this is why I bring it up, because the one thing I had to like double, triple check myself on every single time, because there were so many little ears around, is to make sure I didn't drop a 4-letter bomb.
Oh yeah, well there you go. You must have some practice with that. I mean, you try to limit your cursing in general on the radio, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really good when I'm in front of a microphone, but then again, they're not there during rehearsals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And when you screw up a take in something, sometimes you know adults drop words that aren't good for little kids. I would imagine that's something that goes through your mind on a daily basis.
Oh, it is. My mind is constantly full of dirty words all day long on a daily basis, and I just want to direct that dirty energy into, I guess, a more healthy way. I mean, this show, as much as these are young kids, it really is advanced young kids. So I imagine that they're not that offended by swear words, but yet we keep it clean. I try to do my best to keep us focused on what really matters. And what this show is about ultimately is having fun, learning how to put your heart and soul into building something, and then learning how to let it go. Because as the show can tell you in its title, Destroy, Build, Destroy, when you destroy something, you got to let it go. You got to put your heart and soul into building it, but then let it go. And that's what I like about this show. I think it's actually very advanced in terms of those general concepts.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Andrew WK, Destroy, Build, Destroy on the Cartoon Network. I can just see you be asking the director for like a 10-minute break, going into your trailer, closing the door, locking it behind you, and just laying out just some just masterful lyrics over and over and over again, almost like Clark W. Griswold when he got the Jelly of the Month Club check in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's what I can see you doing.
Something like that. Yeah. When I'm alone, you know what? It's probably not a good idea to talk about what I do when I'm alone.
Andrew WK, now, website, andrewwk.com. You're still doing some music, right?
I got music. I got this nightclub I opened. We're talking about the TV shows. I wanted to be a multifaceted entertainer. Once I got my foot in the door through music, I said, why stop there? Let's keep it expanding. So I still got music. We got a lot of worldwide touring coming up next year. I got new albums I'm working on. I wanted to diversify, and that's why I love talking to you, Big Papa.
Absolutely, dude. Anytime you want to come on, you have an open invitation. It's Andrew WK. It's Destroy, Build, Destroy Cartoon Network. AndrewWK.com is his website. Before you go, something we do with all you big-time celebrities, it's the Quick Six. It's six questions,
yes.
60 seconds,
sure,
and it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
I'll do my very best.
All right, here we go. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Knowing or 2012. I like modern disasters.
Favorite toy as a child?
Maybe He-Man or Legos.
If you go out to Taiwan on at a club, what's your drink of choice?
Taiwan on. Are we talking about Thailand? Oh, wait, Taiwan on. The Destroy, Build, Destroy kids show. Water. Is that good? I'm doing my best here. You know, this is tricky. These are like trick questions in a way. Okay, Diet Coke.
Favorite topping on your pizza?
Pepperoni, cheese, and maybe a little bit of mushroom.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Destroy, Build, Destroy kids show. The nape of the neck.
And finally, Andrew WK, favorite toy as an adult?
Maybe He-Man or Legos.
Andrew WK, Destroy, Build, Destroy on the Cartoon Network. Also, check him out, andrewwk.com. We'll have you on again when you're not pimping a kids show, and I'll ask you those questions again, okay?
Thank you so much, Big Papa. This was a real pleasure.
It's all good. Andrew WK, everybody. It is Destroy, Build, Destroy, Cartoon Network, andrewwk.com. Be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.
Party hard.